Bonnie.
Malka.
Hi.
Hello. Hello.
Morning.
Good morning, Shavua Tov.
Good morning.
Okay, I'm going to mute.
Okay. Please join me in saying the Anabatoa. Anabatoa. Gedula Jimin Ha. Ta. Alphabet Gimel, Yutak Sadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sadvenu Taharenu No Ra Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehud Ha Kevavat Shamrim Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barhem Tacharem Rachame Sidkatcha Tamid Gamrim Betet Reish Sadi Tach Gimel Tassin Kadosh Biro Tucha Nael Adata Etkufet Tetnunayan Yachid Gea Lamcha Pene Zopre Kedushata Yud Gimelamet Pei Zayan Ku Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatia Katenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufar Zadiyutah. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei. Adonai Yohei Wahei. El Rachum V'chanum. Erech Apayim. V'rav Chesed V'emet. Notze Chesed L'alafim. Nose Avon Wafesha. V'chata'a V'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Zohar, the Sulam commentary on the Zohar, comes from Parashat Yitro, it's Pasuk 29. We'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kut Shabarichu Ishkinte Bidkilu Urchimu Udkilu Udkilu Urchimu. Le'afda l'shem yudhei bavavhei, v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael, limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah, v'ayhino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadenu kananei aleinu ma'asei yadenu kananehu. Rabbi Abba Amar b'kama atar tane nandekutcha, Berichu koma de'aved le'ela w'tata kolayihu kishot v'yovada dikshot v'leid lach mila b'alma divaye barnash v'dach yaleya mineya ulan agad v'ya kalana dehakulu ovada Big shot inun wiko lives there is the alma. The energy of this year, 5779, our current year, is to become wise. We've been studying one verse each month of the 13 verses that start with an hey and end with a tet. This month, the month of Sivan, the verse we are studying comes from the book of Job. It's from chapter 10, and it's verse 20. Halo me'at yamai wachadal v'shiat mimeni v'ad liga me'at. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There is one verse that we study from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami Yisrael undati v'shakan tachtal v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosif v'nei avlal anoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter out loud with its root vowel in sequence. Wahe wa yo la yo sa yo te ala me me he shi la la he a ka he ta. He zayo ala da la awa he he ya. Yozala me be he. He reyo he kome. La awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la. Nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa. Nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he. Re yo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re. Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da. Anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za. He 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he. Sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo he. Wa he wa he da nu yo he he shi a me me. Nu nu wa nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re. Wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo. Ta me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo cha la me re he he yo yo he me be la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo. Me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi ya. Yo re ta shi ya he. Re la yo wa wa me. La yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he. Ka a ko me nu da. Ya nu yo he wa me. Re he ya yo he za. He shi he me ka ha. Wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la re yo, a a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo, he yo shi a la me. Nu he a, nu wa ta, me la he te a yo. Nu ko me yo re la, he he wa. He be he, me za re re. Wa he be yo a he, a la wa me za yo. Ta he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Ray la hey yo yo may hey la yo may hey may. The tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, the 27th day of Sivan, Rabbi Hananya ben Tzradion, he was one of the 10 martyrs that we read about on Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Meir ben Rabbi Isaac Eisenstadt, he was known as the Maharam Ash. And as we usually do on Sundays, since we don't have an evening class, the Tzaddikim who chose to leave the 28th of Sivan, which will start at sundown this evening, Rabbi Meshulam Feivish Halevi Lawi of Tosh, Rabbi Abraham Adadi, Rabbi Shimshon Aaron Polanski, we will now connect to the Ani meditation, which is a tool that brings us to balance. Malchut, Yoaheni wa Yohei, Yoaheni wa Yohei, Yoaheni wa Yohei, Yusod, Yuahuni wu Yohu, Yuahuni wu Yohu, Yuahuni wu Yohu, Od, Yuahuni wu Yohu, Yuahuni wu Yohu. Yuahuni wu yohu netzach. Yiahini wu yohi. Yiahini wu yohi. Yiahini wu yohi. Tiferet. Yoahuni wu yoho. Yoahuni wu yoho. Yoahuni wu yoho. Gevura. Yeach ni wu yoch. Yeah, ni we yoch. Yeah, ni we yoch. Chesed. Yeah, ni we yoch. Yeah, ni we yoch. Yeah, ni we yoch. Bina. Yeah, ni we yoch. Yeah, ni we yoch. Yeah, ni we yoch. Hakma. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Keter. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. We will now connect to the Esser Dibrot, the 10 utterances, which you can find on the unique astrological times link.
Vadaber Elohim et kol ha-divarim ha-ele lemor. Anochi Hashem Elohecha asher hotzeiticha me'eretz Mitzrayim mi-beit avadim lo yihye lecha Elohim acherim. Al panai lo ta'ase lecha pesel. V'kol temuna asher b'shamayim mima'al v'asher ba'aretz mitachat Uasher b'mayim mitachat. La'aretz lo tishtachawev lachem. Lo ta'avdem ki anochi Hashem Elohecha. Elkana pokel avon avot al banim. Al shileshin v'al ribeim l'shonai v'yoseh chesed la'alafim la'ohavai u'shomrei mitzvotai lo tisa et shem Hashem Elohecha lashav. Ki lo yinake Hashem et asher yisa et shemo lashav zachor et yom ha-shabbat lekadsho sheshet yamim tavod v'asita bo melachtecha. V'yom ha-shvi'i shabbat la'shem Elohecha lo taseh kol melacha ata uvincha uvitecha avdecha u'amadcha uvhemtecha v'gaercha asher bishlarecha. Lo ta'aseh kol melacha ata uvincha uvitecha avdecha v'yamadcha uvhemtecha v'gercha asher bisharecha. Ki sheshet yamim asa Hashem et hashamayim v'et haaretz et hayam v'et kol asher bam. Vayanach b'yom ha-shvi'i al kein berach Hashem et yom ha-shabbat v'yikach shehu kabed et avicha v'et emecha v'man ya'arichun yamecha al ha'adama asher Hashem Elohecha noten lach lo tirtzach lo tinav lo tignov lo ta'ane b'reacha ed shaker lo tachmod beit recha lo tachmod asheshet recha v'yavdo wa'amato v'shoro v'chamoro v'kol asher li recha. We will now say the first two lines of the Shema, which is the unity statement. Please cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left as we say together, Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
now say the Kaddish. It is an, we use as an elevator to rise to the level of our class today. And we all say Amen. Vita dar vita le vita lal shemede kusha le ela min kol birkata vishirata tushbechata vinechemata da amiran bi alma yehe shlama rabba min shamaya. V'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. O'se shalom b'imromav, u'yase shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Today's class is the final class, hopefully, in this session of the Book of Daniel. You can find the handout on the Unique Astrological Times link. Actually, it's on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. It's in row 8, the right-hand column, and it says the Tevre Mashiach, the footsteps of Mashiach. When that landing page opens up, scroll down to class 3K. Last week, we did part 1 of chapter 11. Which was the reading of the Hebrew. This week, we will explain what we read. And we start out with a explanation of chapter 11. As for me, in the first year of Darius the Mede, I stood up to confirm and strengthen him. This is the statement in verse 1. It is the man dressed in linen, which is the angel Gabriel, who is speaking in this entire chapter. And as explained by Rashi, he stood up to strengthen the angel Michael, Israel's guardian angel, against the pleas by the guardian angel of Persia before the heavenly court, to intensify Israel's burden of exile. This is what's taking place in the 70 years between the destruction of the first temple and the return and the rebuilding of the temple. One question we can ask that I didn't write as a commentary is, what is the relationship between Gabriel and being dressed in white linen? Linen, I believe, comes from cotton. It comes from plant life. Why would Gabriel be dressed in plants rather than in animals like wool? We use linen in the tzitzit. I'm just giving you different information
for you to answer this question for yourselves. Mikhail represents Chesed. Gabriel represents Gevurah, judgment, strength, power. Mikhail was not able to overcome the angel, the guardian angel of Persia, the minister, the Elohim of Persia. Why is that? These questions teach you about the government of the universe, the government that's set up by Hashem in the tikkun process. Not that the angels need tikkun, but the angels are monitoring our progress in the plan of creation. And there are laws that the angels follow, natural laws that are natural to them. The guardian angel of a nation has sole authority over that nation. And during an exile, the children of Israel are spread throughout the various nations. One of the purposes of that is to act as a light to the nations, to act in the proper Torah way, so that the people of the nation will be able to see for themselves. In the case of Persia, the heavenly angel did not want to allow Mikhail to be in ascendance. He did not want the children of Israel to return to Jerusalem and rebuild a temple. So Mikhail called on his subordinate, because the left is always included within the right, for his strength. I'm continuing to read. And now I will tell you the truth. This is the beginning of a very long, involved, and detailed prophecy, which, according to Ibn Ezra, covers the entire history of the world from the time of Daniel until the destruction of the Second Temple, and from then on until the final redemption. I did not read the information about which verses were which area, which time of the world. But this information is important when you read the English translation a second time, assuming you do, on your own. Verse 2 speaks about the empire of Persia. The fourth king that was mentioned here is Darius the Persian, the son of Ahasuerus and Esther, who mobilized his entire empire to fight against Greece and was defeated. Verse 3 refers to Alexander of Macedon, who we historically called Alexander the Great. And verse 4 speaks of how his empire split into the four kingdoms. There are people who say that Alexander's motivation to conquer the world was really a motivation to run from his mother, as all of the psychological indications that have been revealed in the last 200 years would tend to teach us.
Does that mean that the Kabbalists and the sages did not know these psychological truths? The answer is they did know them. But they needed to converse, they needed to write in the language of their generation. And so they hinted at these psychological truths in their writings. But it wasn't clear until the last 200 years. Can you answer why it was split into four kingdoms? The only person to ever conquer the known world was Alexander the Great. Why was it split into four kingdoms? On the physical level, because he had set up four different governing areas. But why did he do that? You should know the answer. From that time on, the two dominant players in the world scene were the kings of the south and the north. Mitsudas David, one of the commentators, on verse 5 identifies the king of the south with Egypt and the king of the north with Greece and Rome. Students of world history may see certain parallels between the back and forth conflicts between these two, as foretold in this chapter, and world conflicts in more recent times. In some respects, the wars between the colonialist empires and their subject nations, known as the Third World, and between the West and Islam, are conflicts between the kings of the North and the kings of the South. Caught somewhere in the middle of the conflicts described in this chapter are Israel, who by the time of the Second Temple period were split into the righteous faithful and the wicked sinners. Rashi and also Rabbi Sadia Gaon, who lived about the year 900, both interpreted verse 14 as a reference to the way the renegades of your people, the sinners, repeatedly conspired and intrigued with Rome and Egypt, trying to play off the one against the other. The phrase, B'nei Poritze Amecha, the renegades of your people, is often cited as an allusion to that man. And I am adding, do I really need to explain who is that man? But I will explain why I always call that man the man from Nazareth. He wasn't born in Nazareth. He wasn't born in December. How do we know he wasn't born in December? Because he was born in one of the three holidays where the children of Israel would gather in Jerusalem. Those three holidays do not take place in December. The latest in the solar calendar is early October for Sukkot. I do not use his name, as most of the world does, because it's harmful to a Jewish soul, to a child, a soul of the children of Israel, to say the name, because our words affect our souls. The words we say are not always meant and generally are not meant for the listeners we think we are speaking to.
Our words are meant for ourselves. And so for a Jewish soul, a child of Israel, the soul to say that name that has caused, not necessarily by his actions, but by others with their own agendas, but that negativity is associated with his name, and it causes harm to the souls of the children of Israel. Verse 20 is explained by Rashi as an allusion to the Hasmoneans, the heroes of Hanukkah, who overthrew the Greek oppressors. And thereafter, however, the Hasmonean king Hyrcanus conspired with Rome to overthrow his brother Aristobulus, which led to the downfall of the Hasmonean dynasty and the ever-increasing intervention by Rome, until eventually they became the occupying power and destroyed the temple. And Rome is specifically alluded to in verse 21. And the commentators are specified, Rashi and Metsudas David. This paragraph is explaining a physical effect. Why did the Hasmonean dynasty die? Spiritually, the government of the modern state of Israel, the government of the kingdom of Israel, the government of the children of Israel is a threefold government, three legs that it stands on. One is the spiritual, which is the high priest, or the priesthood in general. One is the king, which is the King Mashiach, or a descendant of King David. And the third is the Sanhedrin, the high court, composed of 72 people, 72 students of Torah. The Hasmoneans were the high priests, but they also became the king. By taking over two of the three legs of government, they corrupted the government. It needs three competing, uniting forces to be the government that represents Hashem. And you can also get a sense of the why the church speaks of the Trinity and why it seems to be a corruption, at least to the sages of the children of Israel. Verse 31. Alludes to the destruction of the second temple. Verse 32 speaks of the collaboration between the Jewish renegades and the Romans, while the righteous Jews continued in the path of the Torah. Despite the efforts of the latter to teach the people God's ways, verse 33 speaks about their terrible suffering in the tribulations of the long exile after the destruction of the temple. I have to speak about the history of the destruction of the second temple.
the government of Israel of that time, which was not the three-legged government, but the Hasmonean. What happened? The Greeks were defeated, but the Rome all defeated the Greeks from another direction. And there was this conflict between the southern king and the northern king, Egypt and Rome. And they constantly battled each other, utilizing the other countries who would be in authority and ascendance and control of these other countries. And the most central of those countries was the land of Israel. There, within the land of Israel, was a conflict, a machloket. Do we do the work physically, or do we do it spiritually? Still occurs today. And on its surface, many people would say that the spiritual aspect has taken a second seat to the physical aspect. During the Second Temple, that was true. And the people in the government, the people in the control, the bureaucracies, as well as the politicians, they reached out to Rome and to Egypt to balance each other. But ultimately, that caused them to invite the Roman army to occupy the land of Israel. That was a mistake, because they neglected the spiritual aspect of trusting Hashem. Can you imagine that the destruction of the temple was caused initially by just inviting the army of Rome to assist the government of Israel? Didn't happen immediately, a couple of centuries, but still, it's a lesson that the Bible teaches us that people are not aware of. And we see it repeated, the same error today, as we know in our own lives. If we don't learn from our mistakes, we are bound to repeat it, as the adage says. We have to learn from our mistakes, not just in our physical life this lifetime, but in our historical previous lifetimes, which is what the tool of the Bible helps us achieve. Verse 36 alludes to the spectacular successes of Rome and the kings who inherited her mantle, whose policy was to show outward respect to the religious traditions of the people they governed in order to keep control of them. And this is essentially what Rome's modus operandi was. They didn't attack anybody's religion. They gave religious freedom to everybody, every country they conquered. Except it wasn't really religious freedom. It was just the words of religious freedom. And we see that playing out in our generations the last 100 years, where the politicians describe, quote-unquote, our enemy, or the enemy of whatever politician is, they describe them in words that are not true, or that words that have partial truth, which is basically a lie, as
we learn from studying the Hebrew word sheker, which means lie, translates as lie, we learn that a lie must have an element of truth, but it's not ever complete. The closing verses of the chapter 11 allude to the bitter wars prior to the final redemption of Israel. And may it come speedily in our times, and may we all say, Amen. Please open up the link that is to the Book of Daniel from the Mechon Mamre website, and scroll down to chapter 12, where we will read it. It is a short chapter. Whereas chapter 11 was long and it needed to be in two parts, chapter 12 is short. Verse 1. Uvaed hahi yamod Mikael hasar hagado haomed al b'nei amecha. Vahaita et tzara asher lo nihiyata mihiyot goy ad haet hahiyo uvaet hahiyo yimalet amcha kol hanim sakatu basefer. And at that time shall Mikhail stand up, the great prince who stands for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time, and at that time thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book. You've heard recently that every human being that's ever been in the physical world, or who will ever be in the physical world, is described, has his own verse, words, and letters. That includes you. It includes me. This verse is referring to that everybody shall be found written in the book, in the Torah. Verse 2. Virabi mi ashene ad mat afar yakitsu eile lechaye olam ve'eile lacharafot lediron olam. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to reproaches and everlasting abhorrence. Verse 3. Bahamaskilim yashiru kazohar harakia umatsdike harabim kakosavim. And they that are wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn the many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Verse 4. Before I start on verse 4, I would want you to note that the word Zohar is within verse 3. Uyatan Daniel Satom Hadbarim Vahatom Hasefer Ad Et Ket Yeshot Tur
rabim v'chir be'hada'at. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Verse 5. Vera'iti ani Daniel, v'hine shenayim, acherim omdim echad, heina lispat hayor v'echad heina lispat hayor. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two. The one on the bank of the river on this side, and the other on the bank of the river on that side. Verse 6. Vayomer la'ish lalush abadim asher mimal lememe hayor admate ketz ha'plaot. And one said to the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of the wonders? Verse 7. Ve'eshma et ha'ish lavush abadim asher mima'al lememei ha'yeor v'yarem yemino Usmolo el hashamayim vayishava v'chei ha'olam ki lemoed moadim v'chei tzi ukhalot napetz yadam kodesh iklena kol eleh. And I heard the man clothed in linen who was above the waters of the river, when he lifted up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swore by him that lives forever, that it shall be for a time, times, and a half. And when they have made an end of breaking in pieces the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. Verse 8. Va'ani shemati v'lo avin va'omra Adoni ma'acharit eleh. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the latter end of these things? Verse 9. Va'yomer lech Daniel ki setumim v'chatumim hadvarim ad et ketz. And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are shut up and sealed till the time of the end. Verse 10. Yitbaru ve'id labenu ve'itzarfu rabim v'hirshiu rishayim v'lo yavinu kol rishayim v'chamas gilim yavinu. Many shall purify themselves and make themselves white and be refined, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. But they that are wise shall understand. Verse 11.
Chatamid lilatet shikuts. Shomem ra'yamim elef matayim. Petishim.
And from the time that the continual burnt offering shall be taken away, and the detestable thing that causes appalment set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Verse 12. Ashrei hamchakeh Vayagia laile yamim elef shalosh meot shaloshim vachamisha. Happy is he that waits and comes to the 1,305 and 30 days. Verse 13. Uyata lech lakets v'ta nuach v'ta amod l'goraltcha lakets hayamin. But go thou thy way till the end be, and thou shalt rest, and shalt stand up to thy lot at the end of the days. That is the end of the book of Daniel. Let us read the commentary, which is on the previous handout. Daniel chapter 12. Our present chapter, which concludes the book of Daniel, completes the prophecy that he received from the man dressed in linen about the future history of the world until the end of days. This prophecy was granted to Daniel in the merit of his mourning and self-affliction over the desolation of Jerusalem. The prophecy began in the previous chapter with the foretelling of the tangled history of the period of the Second Temple up until its destruction, after which it continues with its highly elusive foretelling of the end of days. I am adding, our sages have instituted an end, an alternative to fasting, which includes mourning and self-affliction. And this is the ritual of Tikkun Chatzot, the correction of midnight. Actually, the correction of the middle of the night. This is highly recommended to do. It includes three steps on most days. They are: one, sitting on the floor and crying over the lack of the temple and the lack of space within our own heart for the Shekhinah, called by the name Tikkun Rachel. The second part, rising from the floor to praise Hashem and request Mashiach to manifest, called by the name Tikkun Leah. And the third part is Zohar study. This ritual may be done at any time as long as the time is consistent daily. The Tikkun Rachel and the Tikkun Leah are not said on Shabbat. Continuing. And at that time, Michael shall stand. Rashi says that's Israel's guardian angel will stand in the sense of being stopped in his tracks and silent, like one struck dumb, when he will see how the Holy One, blessed be he, will ponder how he can destroy the great armies of Gog and Magog for the sake of small Israel. It will be a time of trouble such as there never was. The rabbi said there will be trouble for the Torah scholars because of their enemies and accusers, and trouble for the whole people because of decree after decree and waves of robbers, one after the other. The good news is that your people shall be delivered. The kingdom of God will be destroyed, and Israel will be saved. Instead of worrying of the present day, Persia will harm Israel. We shall repent with all our hearts and trust in God. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. This refers to the resurrection of the dead, as well, of course, to the tremendous spiritual awakening and widespread return to the Torah that we are witnessing in our time among the Israelite souls that in some cases have been buried in exile
and cultural alienation for centuries. This in itself is the revival of the dead. And those who are wise shall shine like the brightness, the word is Zohar, of the firmaments. This verse is darshaned at length in the Zohar, which takes its name from here. The rabbis of the Talmud state that the category of the wise includes every dayan, every judge, who judges truthfully, as well as those who go around collecting charity, while they who turn many to righteousness are those who teach Torah to the little children, which can also include adults who don't know Torah as children, or those who left the teachings and returned. Just like the angels whom Daniel heard asking the man dressed in linen, how long shall it be to the wondrous end? We too are more than curious to know the answer. The man dressed in linen replied most cryptically, it shall be for a time, times and a half. Daniel himself did not understand this answer, so we should not be surprised that we cannot either. As Rashi says on verse 10, many shall purify themselves and make themselves white. Many will try to give a clear explanation of these calculations, and they will be tried. It will be a trial to many to understand them, and the wicked shall do wickedly. The wicked will miscalculate, and having stumbled, they will say there will be no further redemption, and they will not understand. However, the wise shall understand at the time when the end arrives, for in the end they will be granted the wisdom to understand the illusions. In the words of Rabbi Sadia Gaon, when the generations have descended very low, then all these troubles will come to an end. But we do not know until when they will go on, since the angel himself told Daniel that the matters are sealed and closed up, and we certainly do not have the power to understand the secret of these calculations of days and years. Happy is the man who waits. And I am adding, happy is the person who waits with joy and certainty that Mashiach will manifest today, yet is not disappointed when the person does not see the Mashiach manifest. An additional comment by myself. The period time, times and a half, have been described as 7 years, or a Shemitah period, 50 years as a Jubilee period, 70 years, 3,500 years, or the year 5948, and many other time periods and estimates. To remind you, we are in the year 5779. This is the end of the commentary. We are slightly over on time. Please, if there are any questions, feel free to ask them. While you're unmuting your phones, I will mention that at 3 o'clock there will be an advanced reincarnation class. And tomorrow, Monday, there are two classes, one at 4:30, which is a deep Zohar class on Parashav Lech Lecha, and that our 7 o'clock class will be the writings of the Ari. Are there any questions? I bid you all Shavua Tov, a good week, a week of peace. I bid you all shalom gadol. Peace and serenity shall grow in your life. And we should all say amen.
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 Shalom.
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 Thank you.
Have a good evening.
You too. Shalom to all.